Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Charlie. Hour number three is upon us. Kurt Rogers joining us now for our Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt, how are you today? Happy New Year, we should start off and say.
Yep, Happy New Year to you. We get to start again. We go from hero to zero in a day.
Boy, don't we, though? Isn't that a fact? That's how it is. All right, so talk about rates. I know that's a big one. Everybody's looking at 2021, trying to figure out what to do and where are rates headed and what do they need to do?
Well, rates are pretty much going to stay where they're at, John. There are a few things that can make a move, and one of them is going to be the confidence of the virus. As that grows over the first quarter to halfway through the year, depending on what it does to the economy, getting people back to work and the better feeling, rates could be affected. But right now, rates are going to stay right where they're at. They're going to move a little, maybe an eighth of a point up, eighth of a point down, but they're going to pretty much stay where they're at.
All right, so a lot of the naysayers out there that are talking about, and I know we talk about this amongst ourselves a lot, but the naysayers that talk about the bubble and there's going to be a bubble that bursts, so be careful and, you know, watch what you're buying and so on and so forth. You know, what would you say to those individuals? And I'm talking here in Colorado. I know there's always bubbles that can be burst around the country in different markets, but in Colorado in general, what are your thoughts?
I don't see that. There's just too many positive things that are happening here in Colorado. There's too many people moving.
Yep.
It's too easy to have the kind of job here in Colorado that you can work outdoors or you can work at home and you actually don't have to go to a building. There's a lot of people moving from both the East and West Coast, and they're finding out that Colorado's the place to be. If you do a little research on home ownership in the Midwest, which is where we are, it's gone from below 63% to almost 69% in the last 3 years. Colorado is one of the big reasons for that. There's more home ownership here now than we've had in the last 10.
And as you and I talk also continually, Andy and I even talked about this in the first hour, you know, the movement in Colorado of folks that are moving out of the city, moving up into the high country in certain areas. And this is something else to factor into Colorado, which, by the way, Kurt, I haven't heard anybody yet talking about this, and I'm really not sure why. And I know we're going over our minute, but I just wanted to touch base with you on this because I think this is a factor that I personally am seeing, and that is the fires and the structures that we lost in those fires are putting downward pressure upon inventories, which is driving prices up. And by the way, this is affecting, I believe, the entire state, not just those areas in which the fires occurred.
I completely agree with you. And the other thing you're going to start to see, and I've talked with a couple realtors, there's not a lot of homes on the market. You know, we lost some up in the fires, but across the entire city, there's not a lot of homes in the market. And the ones that are out there are not really what people want.
That's right.
So what you're going to see, I believe, for the next 6 months to a year is new builds are going to take off. I've talked to some new builders, and they believe that the market's going to increase 30 to 40% for them.
Agree.
Because there's not enough product. Now, that they would not spend that money unless the economy is going to keep going.
And agree.
Too many people are kind of ignoring that. The problem with new builds is, when you go out to buy one, they want to offer you all this monopoly money because they, you know, they think that'll get you to buy their product, and it's not real. So you can still buy one, but you don't have to deal with their.
Well, next, you know what? The next Thursday you're on, we'll talk about that. That's a great jumping off point. So put that in your notes, and we'll talk about that on that Thursday. That's a great topic.
You got it, bud.
All right, man. Kurt, as always, I appreciate it. How do folks get a hold of you, and then what's going on tomorrow?
Phone number 720-895-0500. Then go to our website at aimortgage.net. And actually, tomorrow I got a couple doctors on, and we're going to be talking about sleep apnea.
Okay.
Which is really a big health risk, especially now.
Kurt, as always, good stuff. I appreciate it, sir. Thanks.
Take care.
That's our Monday Mortgage Minute. Mighty Hand Construction's coming up next. And you can find Mighty Hand by going to klzradio.com for Northern Colorado upgrades. What I mean by that is kitchen, bath, basement, additions, you name it. Mighty Hand is your place in Northern Colorado. Go to klzradio.com.
The team at Mighty Hand gets back to you. A lot of mom-and-pop construction companies don't have large enough teams to call you back promptly. The same guy probably works as both the foreman and the salesperson, so he simply doesn't have the time. Micah Applegate, owner of Mighty Hand Construction in Fort Collins, has a team of dedicated project managers who will make sure you have a solid estimate on your remodeling project within a couple of weeks, at the latest. As a full-service construction company with nothing but 5-star reviews, Mighty Hand prides themselves on their timely responses. Micah and his team run a well-organized business with designated shop managers, their own delivery trucks and equipment, subcontractors they trust, and experienced foremen who will oversee every detail of your project. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand for custom real estate modification in Northern Colorado. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
All right, up next, we got Franktown Firearms, and it's 2 days. I did find that out. 2 days wait time to buy a gun in Colorado right now. So if you need one, they've got great inventory and good inventory on ammo as well. Call 720-770-7777 or klzradio.com.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, and Charlie Grimes behind the window. And John, you take care of businesses.
Yep.
You counsel them. You advise them and so forth. And as you know, I've done some of this too. I did it in the theaters. I would go in and overhaul staffs and so forth. Okay. The Denver Broncos are a business.
Correct.
You walk
big
in
business.
Yes. You walk into a business. Could be small, large, whatever. But you see a John Elway. You see somebody with a ton of talent who's also beloved in the organization, but they are clearly in the wrong role. What do you do? How do you handle that?
Well, first things first, you have to recognize that and get the individuals that are in charge of making that decision recognize that. And then once that's done, you need to move them to position they're best suited for.
Do you have to watch a lot of times as they do like the Broncos and wait a long time to pull that trigger? Because I'm telling you what, John, it really holds an organization back.
I think the longer you wait,
somebody,
the more it hurts. Yes.
No, I agree. But, I mean, have you watched people
wait
way too long?
I've watched people never make that decision even though they know they need to.
I've
seen literally what you're talking about last. I mean, granted, I can't say indefinitely because some of those folks I'm not talking to any longer. But Have I seen it go to the point where you're wondering how long can this business survive this? Yes.
Is it a lot of times basically relationships and emotions that come into play?
Yeah, well, and fear.
What I mean is this. We all love Bob,
yep,
who's been in this role, and we
That's
know it's
right.
going to be very hurtful
right.
to say that Bob doesn't belong in that role.
Yes.
Now, once again, we're not talking about Bob being lazy or having a bad character or anything like that.
He's just
the wrong role.
And sometimes things can even change in individuals' lives to where that role is no longer suited for them. Let me give you another example.
Okay.
So things, by the way, I think Elway is sort of in maybe a roundabout way sort of in this same realm. So auto technicians, okay, that's my field, that's my world,
sure,
for a long, lived that for the majority of my life. Auto technicians are very much like athletes. They have a prime, is what I mean. The prime for an auto technician is typically when they're fresh out of high school or college, depending upon what path they choose to go down. And typically by the time they're in their mid-40s, they should be slowing down. Now, there are some rare occasions where there's auto technicians out there that can be in their mid-40s that still have great knees and hips and backs and necks and all of that and can continue on. But being an auto technician is physically taxing. It's a very taxing thing to do. You know, getting up and down on your knees, on your belly, on your back, underneath dashes, you know, stretching over hoods and all of that. Over the years, that takes its stress on I'm living proof. It takes its stress on a body. So an auto technician really has a prime, and I say that prime is typically from about 25 to 35. Funny how that's not far off of most professional athletes because of
True.
The physical limitations of the body itself. Now, where I'm going with this is when you get to that point where you know you can no longer physically do that work, or the owner knows that, hey, you know, John's slowing down. He's not able to get the things done he used to be able to do in a weekly basis. Well, unfortunately, if John has not trained himself and learned other skills and things that he or she can do outside of being an auto technician, their days are numbered as to how long they can actually make a living doing that. And unfortunately, a lot of folks, Andy, don't add those other skills as they go on. Now, how does that relate to a John Elway? Well, John was a great quarterback, no doubt about it. One of the best.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's the best, but very
top five.
In his day, one of the very best quarterbacks in his day, period.
Yes.
No doubt about it. And took the Broncos to 2 Super Bowls, as we know. You know, we all remember the helicopter spin move into the end zone. I mean, the guy, and I'll give him credit. He did a lot of things to sacrifice even money on his end to make the team successful, like other successful quarterbacks have done.
And I would even say this. He was the greatest offensive weapon
Yes.
I had ever seen in my entire life. And that includes Barry Sanders.
You could have been – the Broncos could be down 2 touchdowns heading into the 2-minute warning, and if Elway's behind – center, watch out.
Best arm in the league, 235 pounds, and still ran well.
Yeah.
I mean, eyes in the back of his head.
Can't fault the guy.
Unbelievable talent. But that doesn't make you a GM. In fact, by the way, John, one thing you and I have seen, if you're super talented at something, it's less likely you're going to be a really good teacher at it. Or that you're going to recognize and be able to pick out talent. Why? Because that task has always been too easy for you. You don't want Michael Jordan teaching you how to take a jump shot.
Shoot, no. You want me
He's
teach,
too good
You don't
at
want
it.
Me teaching you how to work on a car.
No. Too natural for you.
Just being honest, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't want me doing that.
Right.
I'd be the worst teacher at it there is, Andy.
You're a natural. And when you've got a natural at something, now sometimes, don't get me wrong, sometimes they're also great teachers. It can happen.
Not often, though.
Not often, no.
I agree with you there. Not often.
Okay.
And so we take Elway, who was good. And just, I'm going to say this, and maybe I will get in trouble for saying this one, but what made John Elway look like a really great GM and the reason why we won 2 Super Bowls was not because of John Elway, it was because of Peyton Manning.
You know, I'm going to actually say it was more than that. I think it was because of your defense. And John Elway did some of assembling that defense, but others did too as well. You guys...
But let's face it, Peyton Manning was the leader of the team, not John Elway.
He was the leader of the team, but what I mean is Peyton Manning was playing the worst football of his career when you guys won the Super Bowl. I mean...
Agree.
You guys
but
had
still,
your
it was
defense
still probably
was
one of the smartest
people.
Guys in football, even outside of Elway.
Oh, yes.
And you had him on your team.
And he was brilliant.
Yep.
Yes, exactly.
And all I'm saying is he made he made Elway look like a decent GM when, in fact, I don't think Elway was any different of a GM then than he is today.
Well, yeah, and in Green Bay, you know, you look at Ron Wolf brought in Brett Favre. Ted Thompson brought in Aaron Rodgers. And these guys made them look good for a lot of years when they weren't that good.
Thank you. That's what you said. You just said what I was trying to say
you,
much
you
better.
You hit on the lottery once. You're a rich guy for years, but that doesn't mean you handle money well.
Thank you. And you said it very well. That's what I was trying to get at is I think Elway had a lot of other things around him early on that made him look like a really good GM when fact of the matter is I don't think he's ever been a good GM.
Not really, no. I mean, look, Von Miller, was he there to pick Von Miller? I think he was. That was an easy pick. And he lucked out. Von Miller was the best player in his draft.
Name some other ones he's done well at, though.
Well, you know, he's had some pretty good ones. They all do. Bradley Chubb, of course, has been really good. But has he had enough? No.
That's why we're in the position we're in.
You know why? Because he's not a nerd. Or it's like Richard was saying. Here's another thing, John. You look at a guy who maybe he has some real talent, but he doesn't use his resources well. Mm-hmm. A six-man team scouting in a league where people have 20-man team scouting?
Well,
I mean, come on. You got to get the info, man. You are competing against 31 other multi-billion dollar organizations, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't go with six guys.
No, and good, great text messages coming in, by the way, too, folks. I apologize. I'll try to get some of these read during the break, and I appreciate you guys texting. 307-200-8222 is the text line. The other thing, Andy, that I will tell you as to why I don't think John Elway is a good GM is, again, Mike step on toes in saying this, he hasn't picked a good coach yet.
No, although I don't think your coach is that bad, honestly.
But he's not that great. Sorry, Vic, not saying this negatively, I'm just being honest.
Here's what I mean. And by the way, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I always feel sorry for the coach when the GM is not picking the best players.
Well, okay, I'll give you that. Okay, yeah, I will give you that. But let's look back on some of the coaching.
I mean, Josh Allen. What if Josh Allen, who, by the way, is the next Elway? He's the exact same kind of player. And John up in Cheyenne is right about this.
Yeah.
He's an Elway clone. To me, Elway should have, you know, traded down whatever he had to do to get Josh Allen in here. And now Josh Allen this year is probably going to be second in the MVP race to Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, if you don't bring in guys like that, I kind of feel sorry for Vic Fangio because he doesn't have a Josh Allen or a Justin Herbert. And you might look at an organization, you feel that this guy running this department is not doing that good of a job, but then you look at their HR or leadership that isn't getting them any good talent.
Yeah, I'll give you that, and I don't know how internally you and Richard would know this better than I. I don't know how internally the Broncos are structured and how much input, you know, the coach has into all of that, or does he get overruled all the time by Elway? I don't know that structure. I don't know how that works.
Here's how it works. He weighs in, and Elway does listen, but Elway makes the final call.
Then you can't blame it on the coach.
You really can't. Although I will agree with you, I don't think he's a great coach.
I mean, the same would be if you're the owner of a company, and you've hired a manager to hire people to get the company going where it needs to. But you, as the owner, make the final decision on who that manager hires. Whose fault is it if there's a bad hire? The owner, not the manager.
Exactly. If you're not giving people any authority to carry out their duties, what are you crying about?
Yeah, shut up.
It's not their fault.
Real quick, and I know we're up against a break here in a minute. What do you think I'm not a Broncos sports expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I feel an expert when it comes to organizations, how they work and function and so on. What do you think is one of the other large challenges the Broncos have besides Elway as GM?
I don't think there are many. I mean, and not structurally, because it's a great place to play, it's a great place to live. Players want to come here. I believe
we've always been known as a winning team for the most part.
I mean, yeah, I know, right? Exactly. Yeah, I know exactly what I would do. First of all, I wouldn't choose a quarterback. I'd keep going with the one you got, and I would build up your offensive line and win like you did back in the day when Terrell Davis was running people over. And I would put your money and things into the line. I think you guys made a terrible mistake getting Melvin Gordon and spending a bunch of money on him at the running back position. And I know I'm getting off in the weeds for some people here.
It's fine.
But what I'm talking about is this, John. You don't win Super Bowls by getting a few shiny toys like Gordon.
No.
You win Super Bowls by having lines that move the other team the way they don't want to go.
It was proven by the owner of the Redskins back in the day. I know it's not called that anymore, but it was proven back in the day when the Redskins went out and tried to hire literally as many superstars as they could, yet couldn't win any ball games.
Oh, when Daniel Snyder came in and tried to buy a team.
That's right.
Disaster.
It was terrible, wasn't it?
All kinds of shiny new toys.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Didn't
you know
work.
What you had? You had all kinds of sandwiches with no meat in them.
Right.
Okay, and it's like, man, you got to have some meat.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have, and it's a blend, you know, big guys up front and fast guys on the edge and a quarterback who can do everything. You need that. But the simple fact is John Elway was getting toys, other guys were getting football teams and assembling them. And what I would do, I think the Broncos have a lot of good young talent. I think they can compete very quickly if their quarterback develops next year. But you've got a very high draft pick, which means you got a high draft picks in every year, every round. Build the lines.
What do you think of the ownership side of the fence?
I don't know enough. I really don't have a feel for it. I don't have a feel for where they are. I will say this. It was a warning sign for me that this decision on Elway took this long. For me, from the outside looking in, that's a warning sign. What do you say?
Yeah, well, no, I agree with you. And what I have to keep asking myself when it comes to ownership there is how many hens are there in the hen house?
Yeah.
In other words, are there too many fingers in the pie trying to get things mixed up? I mean, is there one person making decisions or is it five?
And isn't it always harder to remove a problem person or to move somebody out of a role they don't belong in, like Elway?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it harder to make those decisions when you got too many cooks working with the soup?
Andy, I will tell you as a coach, and I love every one of my clients, and some of them, if they were listening to me right now, would be chuckling at what I'm going to say next.
All right.
Sometimes that can be that way just with a husband and wife team.
Yes.
What I mean by that is one of those team members might really, really like somebody on that team and may like them for the right reasons, but that team member still isn't as productive, isn't going to make them as much money as they should. But because one of those team members feels that way, that person's there forever. And even though they probably should go do something else.
That's a good point. And you can take it beyond husband-wife teams, basically any close relationship leadership teams.
Mm-hmm.
Those relationships can be huge detriments because they can keep you from making the decisions you have to make to go forward.
Well said. I got another tip that I'll give folks along those lines, too, that I think get a lot of owners and even managers and folks in leadership positions in companies into trouble.
Okay.
Talk about this as soon as we come back.
Sounds good.
Okay, because it coincides with what we're talking about here, I believe. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. If you want to buy a new or used car, we have got you covered. They have you covered, I should say. They got a full lot of used cars and new cars as well. Purify Chevrolet in Fort Lupton. It's not much of a drive. 303-659-8311 or purifychevrolet.com.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purify Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have, and that made my job easier being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this. When I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in, and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, up next, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. As we go into 2021, make sure that your finances are headed the direction you want. Al's a financial advisor and would love to help you. Give him a call today, 303-744-1128, or find him at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
This is Democrat Representative Emmanuel Cleaver.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, a man and a woman.
Incidentally, amen is Latin for so be it. It's not a man. That's why you have to say a woman. Think about that. That guy's in Congress.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter @RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. And myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. All right, we've been talking a little bit about the Broncos, and some of you have been texting in, and I appreciate that very much. 307-200-8222. Some are saying, yes, it's the GM. Yes, it's the coach. It's a combination between the two. I get that. I left you with a little teaser of other mistakes I think owners and also managers make in businesses.
Okay.
And by the way, this is a really, really difficult thing to overcome for a lot of folks. And that is, you can never be your employees' friends. Ever. Because when you do, your judgment is clouded on what to do, what's best for the business.
Yeah, and John, if I may.
Yes.
Even if you keep clear judgment, any decision you make that in any way, shape, or form benefits that person, other people.
That's right.
Right? They're going to look at it as bias.
That's right. You have to be so careful about what I just said. And it's hard to do because as owners, you know, we want to be friends and we want to be friendly and we want to have friends. But I'm just telling you that it is one of the most difficult things that I have to sort of, in a lot of cases, retrain owners and even leaders in businesses to do, and that is to not be friends with those individuals. And, you know, when it comes to family, you know, Andy just, you know, held up a sign with Richard's name on it. And, you know, family's different because when you're the family and you're the owners and different things, you know, that's a different, because you're making decisions as a quote unquote family at that point.
Right. Because everything you do with the business is literally correct. Affecting the family.
Correct. But what I've even advised Walt and Richard to do on a regular basis is you cannot be friends with the folks that you're leading and managing and handling. And what I mean by that is, unfortunately, you can't go to ball games together. Unfortunately, you can't play golf together. Unfortunately, you don't do barbecues together. Unfortunately, you can't come to each other's house on the weekends. And on down the line we go. Why? Because of what I just said when I opened up this conversation.
Yeah, and you know, when I was in management, which I was for a good number of years, I always tried to avoid that kind of closeness with employees.
You cloud your judgment.
And
you
I was one of the only ones who did it.
Probably made you an effective leader because when you don't do that, you don't make good calls.
You don't make good calls. And my concern was always, even if I make a good call, even if that person who I'm a friend with is the best one for that new position, that promotion, or they belong in this shift, even if they're the best one, other people are going to question it.
Well, and so let me drive this back to the Broncos.
Okay.
Do you want to know why? My feeling is why this has taken so long to make a decision?
Why?
Because of what I just said.
Yeah. Too close.
Too close.
Too close.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he's been very close to the family, the Bolin family and so on. I mean, they were, let's face it, he and Pat Bolin were like best friends. Correct?
Yes.
Not saying that's bad, but they were, and I think.
Come on, you're talking about the guy who put made your team the big Super Bowl winners.
Yes, and by the way, I'm not saying that that was wrong for them to have that friendship. What I'm saying is now that that's all happened, it's clouded the family's judgment on what John Elway should be doing.
Right, and what if he had instead had John Elway be president of operations and stuff like that, the front man from the start?
Sure.
But he had gone and gotten somebody like, say, Richard Rush, somebody who is a, you know, or Walt, right? Football nerds who also, you know, just have a feel for the game and had them out there getting players for the team.
I think you'd have a better team today if you'd have done that.
Yep. I think
and
too.
Again, we're giving a lot, I'm giving a lot of you that are business owners a you know, some free advice right now over the air. And that free advice is if you are super close to any of your employees, you know, all I'm going to say is you know, be careful, because it can be a very dicey situation when you have to make really difficult decisions for your company, which, by the way, is the thing you're leading. And I understand we lead the businesses, we lead employees. I get all of that. They're all a part of the company. And I'm not saying to just, you know, cast people aside or treat them like a number. I would never do that. That's not how you take care of business and take care of people. But what I'm saying is that person working for you more important than the business, or is the business more important than the person? I hope the business is, otherwise you're not going to have one.
No, the business always comes first.
It has to, or
always.
You're not going to have it. Right?
Yeah.
And well, by the way, I feel like there are times where some of the reasons why businesses fail is because they're not following the instructions I'm giving out at the moment.
Yeah, and in fact, John, I would say I wouldn't be surprised if John Elway actually made this decision.
Could
I mean,
be.
I know they're going to put it out that he did.
Could very
but
well.
But I wouldn't be surprised if that isn't actually the case, that the leadership did not want to pull this trigger.
So
trigger.
He said, I've got to do this.
I would not be surprised if John Elway looked at this and said, you know, I am just, I look at these other GMs around the league. They got teams of 15, 20 people. They're nerds. They get in these meetings and they do nothing but geek out on college talent that's 2 years off from coming into the draft and all around the country, and they do this. That's not my thing. That's not my thing.
You know what? If that is in fact the case, Andy, I have more respect for him than I had prior.
I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me because of what you're...
Not that I don't have any, but my respect level goes up if he in fact did that.
I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me because of what you were saying, because I think others were having a hard time moving him out of that. And also, you got to keep in mind, he had some early success. You know, when you got guys like Von Miller on the team, you're going to win games.
Well, and even brokering the deal with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I'll give him credit for that. But most people thought Peyton Manning was washed up. He saw something in Peyton Manning nobody else did.
And Peyton
including
Manning.
Including the Colts.
Exactly. And Peyton Manning wanted to play for who? John Elway.
Us.
And John Elway.
Yeah, well, yeah, John Elway and the Broncos. But to his credit, he did broker that deal and made it happen, and we had two Super Bowls out of it.
Right.
So you can't fault him for that, but it's time for change.
It is time for a change.
That's probably ultimately what we need to say.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of teams around the NFL, they hold on to coaches too long, GMs too long, quarterbacks too long sometimes, or sometimes they get locked into a formula. Well, a quarterback can only be good until 36 or whatever, and then you're the New England Patriots letting Tom Brady go, and what does he do? He goes to Tampa, and Tampa's now one of the strong contenders for the Super Bowl out of nowhere. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, guess what? When you look at a guy like Tom Brady, maybe back up the formula a year or two. And I just think that a lot of these teams, they get stuck on this or that coach or this or that formula or this or that whatever, and they get stuck in a rut.
Agree. All right, so let's go back to something I wanted to talk about from earlier.
Okay.
And we didn't have a chance to talk on it much. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Give us a little bit of time. I want to talk about the recall polis effort end
okay.
of things.
All right.
I really do, because we briefly brushed on it earlier. I got a chance to say a few things about it, but I have more to say about that. And I this whole thing ticks me off.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Okay. So we'll come back. Don't go anywhere. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. Cooper Tires at Cost. If you need tires, which, by the way, I was up in the mountains yesterday, and man alive, I mean, no matter where you go, if you're off the beaten path a little bit, you need good tires. Without them, you're liable to not get where you need to go. You can find them at klzradio.com or call Extreme Auto Repair directly at 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Kevin Flesh, Flesh and Beck. And no matter what you've got going on, if you need an attorney because things are just not going the direction that you would like, and that includes insurance claims or business decisions, you name it. Whatever it is, Kevin can help. 303-806-8886, or you can find him at fleshlawfirm.com, and that's spelled F-L-E-S-C-H.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Networks change, benefits change, prescription plans change, and premium costs go up. So you want an independent broker who will compare plans from many different insurance companies, hunting for the right coverage at the best price for you. Group Insurance Analysts, 303-423-0162.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. To myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. And Andy, you had a question on still GMs. We'll do this before we go to Polis.
Yeah, really quick, before we depress ourselves and talk about Polis. What would you look for now in a GM? What kind of qualities? Because keep in mind, you are choosing somebody whose job is to choose people, to assess talent, both in coaching and in playing, and also weaving them together.
And by the way, that's not an easy thing to do. So you're looking for a very rare individual that has the ability to do all of what you just said. And I do believe this is one of those situations where you need to know football as well.
Yeah, I think it would help.
You can't just and what I mean by that is there's a lot of industries where we see this all the time, where you take somebody that comes in and, you know, you take the you take the Lee Iacocca's of the world, where, you know, Lee was an automotive guy. But let's face it, he was tried to be hired. I'm not saying that grammatically correct. Other companies outside of the automotive industry tried to hire Iacocca to come in and run their company. Fortunately for Iacocca, he knew where his sweet spot was and what he needed to do. You'll though find there's others out there that will jump from industry to industry, sometimes with dismal failure, i.e. Ford not that long ago when they brought in some folks to run it that had no clue how to run automotive.
Right. You get these people basically who have succeeded elsewhere and their egos tell them, I'm great everywhere.
So that's why I say in this case, yes, they must also know football.
Yes.
Because no, it's not always a given that they have to.
what personality types, or I guess it doesn't really matter because sometimes you got the quiet types, sometimes the extroverts. Either one can be a great GM.
I think in Denver, just knowing the fans and how we are here, you need somebody with some charisma, with some comedic effect, where, you know, they're not always Mr. Stoic, but I don't think they need to be Mr. Loudmouth either. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Am I describing the right person? I mean, I don't think you can have some stoic guy here in Denver, no.
Well, once again, in Green Bay, we had Ted Thompson before Brian Gutekunst, and Ted Thompson was the quietest, most reserved. I mean, we called him the statue. And
yeah, that's not going to work in Denver.
He had some success, but then he, you know, the guy we have right now, Brian Gutekunst, would be a hit in Denver. He's more outgoing, not crazy outgoing, but more outgoing.
I mean, you need somebody, but not who's the coach of the Raiders? Gruden? You don't need a Gruden either.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and by the way, I hope that Denver doesn't go out and get one of these big name, you know, like ex-coaches, ex-players or whatever.
Yeah, look, I don't either.
Get somebody who has proven himself as a scout somewhere. He knows how to get talent. You want is talent.
But that also knows how to manage and handle people.
And people. Handle a team.
Right.
Right.
You have to have both. It can't just be one or the other.
Well, I hope you get it. Okay.
That's way out of my league. They're not asking me.
What about a position that we can't fill for a couple years, and that is Polis's? Okay, recall Polis.
Stop. Please stop. All of you that are out there trying to do that for the sake of the party in Colorado, stop.
Here's what gets me, John. That is a lot of energy and effort. And by the
way,
money.
It's a waste of energy.
Money.
And it's a waste of money, too. Stop.
There
please,
are,
stop.
Look, guys, there are lower races that you can help win.
Yes. And you dump know, that money into and the boots on the ground and all of that, Andy. Yes, there's much better things we could be doing than that.
Yeah. I mean, last Tuesday, I had a real fun interview with Lauren Boebert.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the next one and help them win.
Yeah, let's stop this other nonsense. Ken, what's going on, sir? You're up next.
Yeah, so I was just curious, you know, when you talked about the Denver football team. And I was thinking about, you know, last year the big thing was, oh, the coach was leaving CU and he wasn't saying anything. I watched him this year. I thought he stunk. So, I it's sometimes hard to tell.
It is, and I will again, I said this earlier, and I still kind of feel this way. Maybe the pros, it's different. College, though, with COVID and everything that's gone on this year, you almost have to give everybody in college sports a pass because their athletic directors and or board of regents and or whoever's in charge of these different colleges and leagues were complete morons and literally killed an entire college season for these individuals. So I don't know that you can put much credence into how coaching went this year in the college end of things. That's my two cents.
Well, okay, then I'll add to that. Did you watch Philadelphia last night? So
nope.
They put in this guy and purposely, it's almost like they said, if it had been another game, they might have, people been writing this week that they lost on purpose.
I
think they tanked it.
I'm not a banning kind of a guy, Ken. I mean, I'm not a guy that, you know, believes in, you know, not going someplace because it's, you know, what word am I looking for? Sorry, why can't I think of the word? I don't believe in what?
Tanking?
No, I don't believe in boycotts, okay?
Boycott.
So I'm not saying that I'm personally boycotting football games, but Ken, until fans are back in the stands, I'm not watching football.
Yeah.
I just can't. No, there's no excitement for me there. I can't do it.
I watch very little, but this guy, he put in a backup quarterback who couldn't have thrown a reception if you gave him 17 games. And so they lost, and it affected the playoffs.
It did. I mean, there is not a single New York Giant fan, Ken, who doesn't agree with you. Every New York Giant fan right now is furious about what Philadelphia did.
They
tanked.
And what was the reasoning in doing so?
They did it on purpose.
Well,
they wanted to test out. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I wanted to test out this guy. I wouldn't know why they'd want to. I don't think there's anything to test. I mean, surely they could see in practice.
So what's the real answer as to why they tank?
Higher draft picks. That's my what do you think, Ken?
You know, I just thought that the point is, if you're a fan and you're looking at this, this is disgusting, you know, that a coach would even do that.
It was.
Purposely throw a game. You pay to watch that game, or, you know, even if nobody's there, those fake fans that were in stands.
The cardboard cutouts?
You know, those, yeah, right. They paid to sit there.
They paid to sit there. That's right.
Maybe they should have put one of them in.
Yeah, they probably should have. There you go, guys.
Golly.
That's good.
But anyway, I'd like to hear what your son has to say about that later this week. I just couldn't believe it.
I'll ask him. I know that's good. Can I know that's a great question. I'll find out, and I appreciate that. Thanks.
Hey, can I say another thing on what you look for in a GM?
Sure.
They got to be personable, and here's what I
mean.
The GM is also a bit of a, well, more than a bit of an HR person. Okay, and so when you're dealing with contract negotiations, you'll have a lot of these players who are prima donnas, they're very difficult to work with, right? A lot of them will complain about the GM because the GM, you know what it's like, John. You've counseled and coached leaders and managers and so forth where you knew, man, this guy or gal is prone to saying dumb, offensive things in negotiations, right?
Yeah.
And you can't have that as a GM.
No.
You cannot be offending or annoying or patronizing or whatevering these millionaires
And in Denver, they will have camera time as well.
Right.
That's the other reason why I said they need to be the personality.
They got to be able to work the media.
Right.
They got to be able to work negotiations while, you know, look, you're trying to give as little money as you can to get as many years out of the best player. That's hard enough.
It's called a business.
Right. And that's hard enough. So you got to be able to do it with a velvet touch as well as choose the best guys.
Well said. All right. So real quick, I know we got 2 minutes left here before we go to the next break. Back to our recall polis effort. And if some of you out there are listening or are a part of this, I really mean this. I sincerely mean this. Stop. You're not helping us. You're not helping the party. You're not even helping yourself. You may be doing this because you're angry. Direct your anger someplace else because you're not going to recall him anyways. So stop.
Yeah, and may I add one thing?
Sure.
Guys, I love your fervor.
Love
you're
the
totally
passion.
Right. On your passion is totally right. He is that bad.
He is.
Help us beat him in 2022.
Because you're not going to do it right now.
Let's get a great candidate who doesn't just sell to the base, but sells outside the base, and help that candidate win.
One step further. You continue down this path, it could come back to bite us in regards to who runs against Polis.
How so? I agree, but how do you think?
Because a lot of what we would do now to recall and have failures, Polis could use in ads and actually jumpstart his next campaign to be the next governor for 4 more years and use this against us. That's why I'm saying stop. You're just making us look even worse than we already are.
Yep,
stop.
I agree.
Quit doing it. You're not helping the cause of getting another governor in the great state of Colorado by doing what you're doing. It's already hard enough to get a red governor in there as it is. You're not helping us by what you're doing in recalling him.
Totally agree.
You're messing it up, actually.
And by the way, what would help, we've got to look at what Polis is doing and take advantage of it. He is controlling people's lives
top
to bottom. So get a message, get a team, get a candidate, and go after that weakness.
One last thing.
Yeah.
You'd be better off to take all of this effort that we're doing on the recall to go out and interview all these different businesses that have been affected by Polis.
There you go.
Get it all on tape. Have all of that footage ready to go and shove that into the campaign in another year or so. You'd be better off to do that than a recall effort.
In other words, start building the momentum.
Thank you.
For the real recall campaign.
Quit dinking around with all this other petition nonsense.
Yeah, I agree.
Go out and actually make a difference by doing what I just said.
Boy, you could build a lot of momentum with that, John.
Problem is, that just fell on deaf ears, unfortunately, I hate to say, Andy.
Not all.
Yours, maybe not. But
okay, not me. I liked it.
All right, we'll be back. A good shop is up next, folks. And if you're involved in any kind of an accident, we've had some weather. Things are going on. We're still in winter. Actually, the beginning of winter. We got 3 more months literally left of winter here in Colorado. If you're involved in an accident, you can control that repair process and getting the vehicle fixed. Don't let the insurance company do that. Go to a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com. 3 locations to serve you. 720-541-7697.
After an accident, you just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding a Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At a Good Shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because a Good Shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at a Good Shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. One last little tidbit for today. We'll maybe come back and talk about this a little later in the week. Joe sent me this. In this 45-second ABC clip from 2008, there were a dozen predictions about the fate of the world by 2015, driven by climate change. These predictions included 1 billion people dying of starvation. Didn't happen. Milk at $12 a gallon. There's actually a plethora of milk, and it's way down. Gas at $9 a gallon. Again, opposite happened. New York City being flooded by rising sea levels. There was a time lapse, Matt, in that ad, actually.
You know, there was
none of that happened.
There was actually a reverse of the first one. We got 1 billion people going on diets because they ate too much over the holidays.
Yes. We're laughing, but yes. That's true. I mean, the opposite of all of this has happened. So the next time somebody comes up to you and talks about climate change and these false predictions, the AOC, you know, dire predictions, just laugh at them. Because none of them throughout the history of the world that they've made have come true. Nor will they.
No, they're like Fauci saying what's coming with COVID.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. If you missed the first hour, please catch it next. Otherwise, we're going to get out of here. Myself, Andy, Charlie Grimes, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. God bless you guys. Have a great evening. This, again, is KLZ 560.